from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Do we know who undecided is yet? Any word on undecided?
You know what's funny? I don't even care anymore.
No.
The Tigers keep going with undecided, and yeah, it's working.
They made a move.
The Tigers did?
Yeah.
What'd they do?
They have placed Alex Faedo on the paternity list.
Okay.
And recalled left-handed pitcher Sean Gunther.
Yes.
From AAA Toledo.
But they'll announce Gunther is starting in 3-2-1, right?
You would think.
You know, it's funny. We were talking about Sports Illustrated and their prediction for the Lions. Put them on the cover, win the Super Bowl. ESPN didn't field Yates. Say that they had the best. Did they say they had the best staff in football?
Number two. Well, Field Yates, did he do both articles that I linked to you? He did a mock draft. And then there was another story about who has the best coaching staffs, front office.
Yeah, I'm just finding them here. No, Yeah, they got the Lions as the number two staff.
Number two staff. And if you read the first part of it, then Mr. Troll on the text messages might get upset with.
Oh, the guy that keeps trashing Dan Campbell?
Yep.
The number one staff, by the way, is Kansas City. He says of the Lions at number two, there's not a single thing Campbell doesn't do right. He's been consistently correct on fourth down and two-point decisions. Perhaps more importantly, his team is behind him when he makes those judgment calls on 50-50. When he makes those judgment calls on 50-50 calls, as he had to do in the NFC title game last season. That's culture right there.
That might be a little too much.
I know. It's high praise indeed.
That's a little high. But it's interesting that this is what a national writer is going to say about it. I think certainly he's made mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes.
I never did find the mock draft. Who they have him take him?
They have the Lions draft. The important part is where they have him drafting. They have him drafting 30th and then taking, I think it's an edge rusher from Arkansas, who's like 6'7", 280 pounds.
Okay.
But the fact is they'd be drafting 30th, which means they get to the NFC Championship game, unfortunately falling short to San Francisco, and they have San Francisco drafting last again. But the coaching staff...
Not drafting last again.
Yeah.
Not again.
The coaching staff part is interesting. The part where he says that Dan Campbell's consistently got it right.
Yep.
Consistent doesn't mean perfect. To me, consistent means that you're getting it a lot of times you're making the right decision, and sometimes it doesn't pay off. So it's... I would agree with that part of it. It's an evolution that we're going to see with him now that they have a kicker that has a tremendous leg. Will they take less gambles? Will the defense be good enough for them that they don't have to take the gambles? That then maybe the gamble is, hey, we're going to try to make a 56-yard field goal.
He says it's all situational.
Yes,
so I would suspect that that's the case. Okay. Gator found some stuff here. New menu items. You ready?
I am.
Okay, here we go. New menu items at AT&T Stadium. New menu items in Dallas, Jerry World.
Okay. All right.
They have something called the pizza burger. It's exactly what it sounds like. A 16-ounce Angus burger sandwiched between two pepperoni pizzas and topped with your typical burger toppings, lettuce and tomato, plus a marinara sauce and mozzarella cheese. So instead of buns, they, I guess, have little pizzas? Dude.
Would I try it? Of course I'd try it, but it's dumb.
But you'd try it.
Of course I'd try it. First of all, 16, that's a full pound burger. Is that a bit much? Pound burger?
I think being sandwiched between two pizzas is a bit much.
It is. I mean, that's a shareable, right? That's a cut in fourths and everybody taking a slice, right?
I guess.
Ish. I don't know. I'd try it, but I'm not. That seems strange. Kang?
Yeah, I'm going to try it, but it is a bit much. I think it's a bit much. I mean, it's kind of like the, what's the one where you use grilled cheese as the buns, grilled cheese sandwiches?
Yeah, I've seen
like,
that.
You know, like.
For like I a think, chicken sandwich or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
I grilled cheese last night.
And carrot cake this morning.
Oh.
But yeah, I tried, Doug, but this is a bit much.
It's a massive burger between two what look like small pizzas. All right, I'm out, obviously. Next. At Dallas Games, they offer Frito Sundaes, Frito chips placed in a bowl on top of a scoop of vanilla Bluebell ice cream, then drizzled with cinnamon sugar, caramel, chocolate syrup, and sprinkles.
No.
Are you gonna eat that?
Yes, but no. What are we doing? What happened here? What are you... Why? I mean, the ice cream is all great. I love the idea of the cinnamon sugar. It's awesome with vanilla ice cream. It's great. Then you add some caramel or whatever, hot sauce, chocolate sauce, and... I'm not a big fan of sprinkles, but it's okay. But why over Fritos?
Dude, I'm just going to say I would so eat this.
Whoa.
This would make me, I love Fritos, the sweet and salty thing. And I
what
basically.
What just happened here?
I basically say if it's not better than a Blizzard at Dairy Queen, I'm not getting it with almost all desserts. This sound, I love Fritos and I don't eat them very often.
I love Fritos too.
I would try this.
Wow.
I am in.
First of all, breaking news. That's shocking.
That is shocking.
All right.
That is shocking.
Yeah.
And don't you like the chili cheese Fritos though?
I do.
Would you try that on this?
Sure.
Wow. It doesn't even matter what kind of Fritos.
No, the spiral honey barbecue
ones. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
All of them. Well, chili cheese are a different flavor than honey barbecue. They have both. Yeah, I'd try all those Fritos on this. This surprises me. This sounds really good.
We just buried the lead. This is crazy with the Doug's taking this.
We can circle back to this.
Wow.
Kang, are you in or out?
Yeah, I try it, but because the salty, you know, sweet thing does work usually. It's just a different saltiness here, Gator, but give it a shot.
I'd give it a shot.
Next up. So that's all three say yes. Buffalo Wild Wings has come out with something new. It's a new buffalo bacon sauce. Smoky notes of buffalo bacon.
Like for buffalo
wings,
meat bacon?
They say bold buffalo and smoky bacon come together for the first time, creating the perfect matchup for the upcoming football season, according to a B-Dubs release. Gator, will you get the buffalo bacon sauce?
If you're asking me if I would dunk my boneless wings into this sauce, the answer is yes. I'd try just about any sauce. That sounds like it's good.
I thought you hated all the bacon spinoffs.
Well, but it's not bacon. This is bacon flavor. And it's in a sauce.
Okay.
So I'm not topping, you know, some kind of chicken sandwich with bacon and 10 other things. I would absolutely try this. This sounds like a really tasty sauce.
This is interesting. I'm going to try it, but even when you use sauces with other chicken wings, right? It's still, you feel like you're tasting chicken. I wonder if this changes it dramatically where you feel like you're eating bacon, which is would be my issue, but I'd give it a shot. Doug?
I probably wouldn't.
What?
Well,
you love chicken wings.
From what you just said.
Oh.
Yeah. And
too much bacon.
I was on the bubble and then you made that point. I think I'm out. But
What's the matter with you, Kang?
I don't think it would taste like bacon at all, actually.
All right, we got a few more to get through.
But it's not actual bacon. Come on, baby. Just try it. I'm just asking you to try it. A little taste.
Next up at 7-Eleven, they've got Gatorade Midnight Ice put together by Gatorade and the Pepsi Company. The new Gatorade Midnight Ice is almost completely pitch black. Described as certainly grape-ish. Gatorade Midnight Ice. Would you try this?
I would try it, and I would probably get it if it was zero sugar. I would buy it. But would I try it? Absolutely. I love grape flavor. Grape flavor is it's a big plus with me.
I think what might hold people back is the color, Doug. You're talking about maybe, am I drinking ink? Am I drinking oil?
It's
is
pitch
this too
black.
Dark?
Are yeah, you drinking know? Coke?
Well, I'm just saying this isn't carbonated, though. I mean, I'd do it because I like grape as well, and the color doesn't bother me.
Iced tea.
I would try it in a zero form, but I don't think it had nothing about having Gatorade Zero, so I guess I'm out. Gatorade also has something new called Lightning Blast. This is combined. They've paired with Circle K for this. It's a cloudy white color that gives you the absolutely no hint as what the flavor is inside.
All right,
no. Oh.
No. Don't tell me it's a cloudy white looking thing and they're not going to tell you what the flavor is.
Somebody tried it. Here's what it was described as. A melon citrus yogurt combination.
Nope.
What yogurt?
Nope.
Ew.
Gator's out. Even if they have it in zero?
Nope.
Keg?
Yeah, it sounds not.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
No, I don't want to try this. The cloudiness, that would throw me off. I mentioned earlier
cloudy colored Gatorades right now.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, I'm out. All right, finally, Chick-fil-A.
That's not yogurt.
Are you on board with almost everything Chick-fil-A?
Almost. I mean, they know what they're doing.
Chick-fil-A.
Except when it comes to like superfood stuff that you love.
They're hatching a plan for their own streaming service. That's right. Chick-fil-A is going to have a streaming platform filled with family-friendly shows, particularly in the unscripted space. There's also a family-friendly game show being planned that will launch later this year. There are some scripted projects as well. Gator Chick-fil-A streaming service. Will you try that?
That's great. Who's got Aux? Is it Austin? Bailey? Who's got it? No. What? No.
Only have to pay for it.
Oh, great. Awesome. Sounds like the best thing ever.
Keg, you out?
No, I'm not going to watch this.
I can't. Well, it's family friendly.
Well, I might be forced to watch it. No, I'm personally doing that. I can't imagine
them having programming. I'd be like, oh my God, I got to spend the $19.99 to get Chick-fil-A streaming service. Chick-fil-A streaming service.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey. See ya.